Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's consumer inflation edged up in December despite the slump in global oil prices. Prices rose 1.5% from a year earlier. That was driven by a sharp increase in the price of some food items, including 14% for eggs and 10.4% for fresh fruit. For 2014, consumer prices in China rose 2%. The decline came despite the plunge in global oil prices over the past 6 months. Energy accounts for a smaller share of inflation in China, where families spend up to half of their incomes on food. Taiwan's government today confirmed a bird flu case at a chicken farm and ordered the culling of all the birds at that farm. The Council of Agriculture said a sample of chicken eggs from the farm on Wednesday tested positive for the H5N2 strain. The council said it would step up sampling of poultry in nearby farms. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,818. It is down 2 points. The NASDAQ 42.42, up 9.75, and the S&P 500 is 2,057. It is up 2.75 points. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's a beautiful day in some parts of the Midwest, as long as you're inside looking out. But if you're outside, it's not so pleasant. Temperatures in the single digits across a big part of the region. Some teens occurring in parts of Missouri and southern Illinois and some other locations across parts of Ohio. We still have some snow showers occurring, actually, in parts of Ohio and Michigan at this hour. And like there are a few other areas where there's some cloud cover around, but for the most part, it's a nice morning. The winds are relatively light after yesterday's strong winds that blew through the northwest and west central parts of the region. Well, as we go through the weekend, not into next week, actually, we don't have any big storm systems slated for the region, but the lower eastern Midwest will get involved with a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation, possibly for a brief period of time. This will occur mostly on Sunday going into Monday. This will be primarily from southeastern Missouri into Ohio and parts of Michigan. The accumulations of ice and snow should be relatively light, but as you know, it doesn't take a great deal of that kind of mix of precipitation to cause a problem with travel. So be cautious if you're going to be traveling through central parts of Illinois to northern Ohio as we get out into that Sunday night, Monday morning time period. Rain will fall to the south of this, and most of the moisture totals will be very light. Another surface high pressure center will settle into the Midwest right after that, another shot of cool air coming in. So there'll be a chance for maybe a little bit of the precipitation to change over to snow before ending, but all of the accumulations will be low. This high pressure system will not be as intense as the one we've just dealt with over this last couple of days, and that's good news. In fact, a big part of North America is going to experience a nice warming trend as we move forward into the week next week. That should translate into an opportunity for us to melt some snow in some of the northern parts of the region, and we'll probably also have a chance to just thaw out a little bit, take a little bit of a break. There may not be another shot of extremely cold conditions again for a while, maybe not as early as maybe mid-February, so we'll keep an eye on that. There'll be other shots of cooler air, but not as intense as what we've just experienced for quite a while. All right, well, down in South America, there's still a lot of concern about Brazil going on. It's rather dry in the northeast part of that country, but that area isn't probably as important as the center-west and center-south production region. Those areas are still expecting to see a gradual dry down as we move forward through the next 10 days. Subsoil moisture, though, is still favorable in most of those areas, and so crops will not be seriously stressed for at least another week. As we get into the last 10 days of this month, I think the potential for Brazil's drying could then become more significant, and the crops could start losing some production potential, at least for the late soybeans, and perhaps some concern about the second season corn crop, which will be going into the ground as we finish out this month and move into February. In Argentina, it's a little bit different story. There's actually too much rain that will fall during the first half of next week. the central portions of Argentina, which is where the bulk of the corn and soybeans are produced, will likely experience some very heavy rain. Probably 5 to 10 inches will occur over the next 7 days, but much of that will occur Monday into Wednesday of next week. And the potential is fairly high that we're going to see some flooding occur across Santa Fe and parts of Entre Rios, which is in the central and east central portions of the country. There may be a little bit of damage in some low-lying areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading on this Friday morning. Hard red winter March wheat, 6.06¾ down 1. May, 6.10½ down 1¾. Soft March wheat, 5.67½. It's up a half. May, 5.72½, up a half. March corn, 3.96¼ up 2. May, 4.04½ up 1¾. July, 4.11 up 1½. December, 4.18¼ up 1. January soybeans are trading 10.46¼ up 1¼. March, 10.49½ up 1¼. July, 10.59½ up 3/4. November, 10.16¾ down 1/4. January soybean meal, 361.80 up 50. March, 347.70 up 40. January soybean oil, 33.51 down 7. March, 33.61 down 15. February live cattle, 162.15 down 145. January feeders, 223.75 down 187.5. The marcher down 207.5. February lean hogs, 78.50. They're up 32.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we're quickly going down the tracks toward Monday morning at 11 o'clock. What are your anticipations?
It's kind of a crapshoot at this point. I think, you know, you sit here and you look at the average guesses. We're going to lose a little bit on the production side. I think they're looking at something about 14,350 versus 14,407 on the last report on corn. I kind of consider that neutral or bullish. It's already in the market. Looks like the carryout's going to go a little below 2 billion. We're talking about 1.927. These are the average trade estimates. Soybeans, we're going to lose a little bit there. I think it's probably more in the bullish territory. We're looking at a carryout of 393 versus 410. And, you know, when you take a look at that, what is responsible for that? Well, I think you just have to look at what took place yesterday on the exports. We're seeing more exports going into China, and it seems like we're the market of choice here for the time being, at least until South America begins coming off with their crop here in about 30 to 60 days. So we'll have to see how that all turns out. Looks like that is one of the problem areas down there. Brazil's got a couple of little dry areas that everybody wants to pick on, and then there's a wet area. But as a whole, if you look at South America in general, we're looking at a record crop on soybeans. So having said that, I think beans at some point here are going to take a turnaround and head south.
Could you make a case that we might see ending stocks for U.S. soybeans a 360 to 370?
It's possible. I mean, you know, this is the final report coming out right now, and the only thing I can say is we're going to have to see a continuance of exports going out the door as far as beans are concerned. Right now, you take a look at crush margins on beans are relatively good here in the U.S. Is that going to maintain itself? You know, cold weather, we need more protein. So for right now, I think we're going to continue to see where we're headed here. And usage is probably going to maintain itself up a little bit.
So then could we see on report day for soybeans, a breakout to the upside of the sideways trading range that we've been in, and then a sell-off.
If I was looking at the big three here, I would have to say the beans have the most potential to break out to the upside. Now, wheat and corn, they're pretty heavy, I'd have to say. We're still carrying a lot of stocks. You know, we're going to be sitting here probably trading in the channel on those two until we see prospective plantings report at the end of March, especially on corn. And honestly, you know, if you look at the prognostications, they're talking about 88 million planted corn, which I don't know, reflects take 91% of that, and that's what we're going to harvest. So we could still be looking at 13.2 to 13.5 billion bushel in production next year.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. March corn is trading 3.96, up 1 3/4. May is 4.04 1/4, up 1.5. July is 4.10 3/4, up 1 1/4. December is 4.17 3/4, up 0.5. January soybeans are 10.46 3/4, up 1 3/4. July is 10.59, up 1/4. November is 10.16 1/2, down 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.